call him back.
Bastard.
Well, call him back.
I can't believe.
I see that you blocked your number.
Mr. Burgess, it's imperative that you listen to what we have to say to you.
You owe back child support in the amount of $16,385, and if you'd like to stay out of prison, sir, then we need... Hello?
Yes.
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up the phone. If you'd like to stay out of prison, then we need to talk to you right now.
You have the wrong person.
Richard Burgess. Is this Mr. Richard Burgess?
Yes, it is.
Greenville, Mississippi.
902 A.M. Street.
You have the wrong damn person, you numbnuts.
Okay, Mr. Burgess, we're going to have to send the sheriff out if you don't listen and cooperate on the telephone with us.
What the... What? You...
$16,385, and that's what you owe Zonika Saluki, and we are going to get...
Who the fuck is Zonika Saluki?
Zonika Saluki, sir, is a woman you have a child with that you've had. The child now is 4 years old. You met her 5 years ago. You had a child, you dated very briefly, and then all of a sudden, Mr. Burgess, you disappeared.
Now, we know about the nights that you spent at Club 21 in Greenville, Mississippi.
You have the wrong f***ing person. I've never f***ing been to a f***ing club.
Mr. Burgess, we have a law office full of people doing investigations. We know we have the right one.
Hang on. Look, you know what? We'll ask an expert.
We'll let you talk to her.
Zonika, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Is this Mr. Burgess?
Yeah, that's him. He may not know me as Zonika, but, I know he remembered me as Coco Puff, right?
Do you remember her as Coco Puff, sir?
I have no f***ing clue what you're f***ing talking about.
She was a dancer at an exotic club you attended, right, Coco? I'm sorry, Zonika?
Yes.
Do you remember a bar named Cinderella's with an S?
No, I f***ing don't.
Do you remember paying a stripper for sexual services and gratification, sir?
And that was just for the first time. Everything we did after that, you didn't even have to pay me for. But what I do want you to do is pay for your child.
Look, lady, you have the wrong f***ing cowboy, okay?
Oh, no. I remember you. Believe me, I remember you. I remember everything. And as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to refresh your memory a little bit. How about the first time you only paid me, like, $100? We went to your truck.
All right, if you f***ing idiots think you got the right f***ing person, what f***ing color is my f***ing truck?
Does it ring a bell, sir? You can't deny this, okay? You cannot deny this.
Bullshit.
You met her in the summer of 1998. You had a baby in 1999, and you have not supported your child, Mr. Burgess. You have not.
Zonika, what is the little boy's name?
Alfonso.
Okay, you birthed Alfonso.
It's not my.
And he looks just like you. If you was a real father, you would take on your responsibility.
Give me this fucking bullshit. I didn't fuck buddy. I've married 9 years. Don't fucking call my fucking, you fucking morons.
Mr. Burgess.
Zonika, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm just tired of this. I am so tired of this.
I'm sorry. I don't fucking know you, but you got the wrong fucking guy.
Mr.
You
Burgess.
You don't know me?
No, I don't fucking know you.
You made me suck your over and over again in the back of your pickup, and you don't know who I am?
Sir, we have DNA evidence. Isn't that right, Zonika?
Yes, we do.
And little Alfonso has submitted to a paternity test, right?
You got it.
And to DNA?
You got it.
We can settle out of court for $10,000.
F***ing ass. You tell that sucking whore to go f***ing bang on somebody else's door.
Well, you
excuse me, this is f***ing ruined somebody's f***ing life.
You ruined my life. I could not continue my stripping career. You messed up everything. You left me and my child without any type of support. I wish I would have swallowed it. But instead, you decided to penetrate me, impregnate me, and you sat up there and said that you have never been with a black woman before. You ain't
black. Black woman. Oh, now I'm a black woman.
Yeah, and you said you went cuckoo for Coco Puff. Do you not remember that?
Oh, you.
Mr. Burgess.
I said I don't f*** black women.
No, sir. We have the DNA, and we will take this to court and handle it in court and really embarrass you if we have to, sir.
Don't f***ing anymore. Don't f***ing call me and accuse me of f***ing a black f***ing n***er. You f***ing damn son of a bitch. I'll f***ing get a f***ing lawyer on my side and f***ing sue your f***ing ass for slander, you f***ing f***er. Because she's got f***ing 10 welfare babies, she's going to f***ing try to put it off on somebody else. You sucked your f***ing a couple of times, too, to f***ing pay for the f***ing legal bills.
I learned my lesson when I sucked your f***ing.
Cook the cake, this dick, you f***ing whore.
Saying that night.
If I'm 39 years old, I've been married 11 years, I don't f***ing do that shit.
That's the same bullshit.
I never f***ed a whore. I never f***ed no f***ing black stripper.
You know what? I just will call his wife. I'll tell his wife everything he did to her, and I bet it will ring bell with her, because everything you did to your wife, you fucking did to me.
What if she calls your wife, Mr. Burgess? Let's say it's late at night, you're out, you know, doing something, and she happens to pick up the phone and call your wife. Hello?
Mr. Burgess?